We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Another news.
And then repeat the substance of the bulletin.
Reports just in.
Welcome to Hardly the Headlines. I'm Doug Groff reporting. The Miss Universe Canada organizers concede that Jenna Talikova is a real girl, but that doesn't mean they're going to let her in their beauty pageant. Talikova will not be competing in this year's Miss Universe Canada pageant because she was born a male.
Here's to feisty women.
According to Denise Davila, the national director of Miss Universe Canada, the rules set by the Miss Universe franchise state that each contestant must be a, quote, naturally born female. She was pulled from the contest the same day they found this out, and Talikova was hoping she'd be put back in the competition, but the rules are very clear, and there's no way they could go back on it.
I'm a man!
In a YouTube interview posted in 2010, Talikova says she knew she was a female at the age of 4 and began hormone therapy at 14, and she surgically changed her gender a few years ago when she was 19. And I saw her photo.
I'm a man!
Yeah, that looks like a girl. Pretty sure nobody would notice. I need to go wash my eyes out with some strong soap. A 22-year-old Lincoln man has been sentenced to 180 days in jail for choking a woman who wouldn't turn down the volume on her iPod.
I said crank it!
The Lincoln Journal Star reports that Philip May had pleaded guilty to assault. Police and medical personnel were sent to an apartment early back on December 15th because a 19-year-old woman had a breathing problem. Courts say that May told officers he had pressed down on the woman's throat. May said he was upset because the woman would not lower the music volume despite 3 requests. She was his roommate's girlfriend. That might put a little strain on the roommate relationship there, I would imagine. Swedish police made a man reattach a door he had allegedly stole from a Värmland county home. The resident said he was driving home from work when he saw another car going in the opposite direction with what appeared to be his front door strapped to the roof. Upon reaching his home, the man discovered a gaping hole where his front door used to be and turned around to chase the suspected thief. The man called police, who finally caught up with the thief, and they made him put the door back on where it belonged. Wow, talk about some harsh laws there in Sweden. Say, you put that door back there. And that's Hardly the Headlines. I'm Doug Groff reporting.